Next, bad behavior in children. It's hard on everyone, parents, teachers, the kids themselves. Now, a study from Scotland says acting up could be a sign of a physical problem, one that might have consequences in adulthood. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
This is a story about 8,500 people born in the same week in 1958 in the United Kingdom. Researchers started studying them then, and they're still studying them today. Gary McFarlane, a Scottish epidemiologist, has plowed through the records. He's interested in pain. Specifically, is there anything in childhood that predicts who will have frequent aches and pains in adulthood? And he and his colleagues have found something.
We found that we could identify a group of children who were about twice as likely to report chronic widespread pain as adults based on what either their parents or teachers had reported about their behavior when they were 7, 11, and 16.
The adults with chronic pain were more likely to have a history of having stolen or lied or been bullies or skipped school as kids. McFarlane says it's possible the bad kids were more likely to develop painful health problems like arthritis. But maybe, and this is what he's trying to determine now, maybe they've got a disruption in their hormonal system, the system that responds to stress and physical and emotional pain. That could make them more prone to misbehave as kids and more prone to sense physical pain as adults. But McFarlane says, if you're in pain now, that certainly doesn't mean you were a bad kid.
Of people who have chronic pain in adulthood, these factors in childhood probably affect a very small percentage, perhaps only about 1 in 20.
McFarlane's study, reported in the journal Rheumatology, has gotten the attention of other researchers who study relationships between behavior and health, researchers like Charles Raison with the Department of Psychiatry at Emory University.
This is an extremely powerful study design because, you know, you can ask things at the time, years and years ago, and have no idea what the future is going to hold.
It invites one to wonder, could effectively dealing with bad behavior prevent a painful adulthood? Raison strongly suspects yes, but he says that conclusion would be nearly impossible to prove scientifically. You'd have to figure out an effective way to prevent bad behavior, use it in only half of a group of badly behaved kids, and compare the two groups 30 or 40 years later. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.